So let's review. The Gemara cites the following statement of Rabbah. Asir me'elav hu kadosh. The person counted 9 behemoths, but the 10th behemoth remained inside the pen. It automatically becomes ma'aser, even though it was not counted, as we see from the following brisa. Kar latashi asiri, nishtair asiri bedir, hatashi nechel b'mumay, v'asiri ma'aser. If he erroneously counted the 9th behemoth as number 10, and the 10th behemoth remained in the pen, the 9th behemoth receives some degree of kedusha in that it may not be eaten until it gets a mum. And the 10th behemoth becomes ma'aser, even though it was not counted. The Gemara cites a contradicting brisa that holds Tashi Chulin. In this case, the 9th behemoth does not receive any Kedusha at all and remains Chulin. The Gemara explains that the second brisa is the opinion of Reb Shimon ben Yehuda Mishum Reb Shimon, who holds after Tashi and the Kaddish, Elam Kein Nekri Shem Asiri Himeno. The 9th behemoth receives Kedusha only if the 10th behemoth was erroneously counted as number 9, thereby uprooting from it to a degree the designation of being the 10th. While in this case, the 10th behemoth was not counted at all and its designation of being the 10th remains. Therefore, the 9th behemoth does not receive any Kedusha at all. However, the first price is the opinion of the Chachamim who hold that Tashi Kaddish Avagav Dolei Nekar Shem Asir Himeno. The 9th behemoth that was counted as 10th receives Kedusha even if the 10th behemoth was also called the 10th. The Gemara proceeds with another halacha of Rava. Minyan Haro Paita. If there were 10 behemoths in the pen and 9 behemoths went out through one opening, and the 10th behemoth then either died or went out through a different opening, the 9 animals are Patri even though the Maisa was not separated because, as Rashi explains, the Beshoshamanan Hayruin Elu the Bedir Lotzis Ulasasar. At the time these behemoths were counted, there were enough behemoths remaining in the pen to leave and complete the count of 10 for Ma'aser behemoth. And Rava derives this halacha from the following pasuk: Kalash Yaver Tachas Hashevet. The word Yaver is in future tense and excludes B'loy Shekfar Avar. Only a behemoth that was never counted is chayv, but a behemoth that was once counted is patur, even though the Ma'aser was not separated. The Gemara proceeds to apply the halacha of Minyan Peiter to the Mishnah's case. Kafetz Echem Min HaManuyin L'Teichen Harei Ela B'turin. If a sheep that was already counted towards Ma'aser jumped back into the flock of untithed animals, all the animals become exempt from Ma'aser. The Gemara initially assumes that the reason is because the iftar b'min haro, the sheep that jumped back is pater, because it was already counted, and the remaining animals that are questionably minuyin are also pater because asiri v'adai v'loy safek, an animal whose requirement to be tithed is in doubt, is not required to be tithed at all. The Gemara, however, says, v'dilma de'aser elivayu. Perhaps the sheep is pater because it was followed by a 10th animal that became ma'aser. While in the Mishnah's following case, min the musarin l'teichan, kulam yirat she'istavu v'yichlo b'mumen l'baylam. If a sheep that had actually become ma'aser jumped back into the flock, they must all be put out to pasture until they receive a blemish, and only then may they be eaten because all the remaining animals are now possibly ma'aser. Rava proceeds to apply this halach of min haro to the following case. If there were 14 sheep in the pen with 2 openings, and there are 3 possible scenarios. Yatsu shisha b'pesach zeh, v'arba b'pesach zeh, v'arba nishtai rusham. If 6 sheep left through the first opening, and 4 sheep left through the second opening, and 4 sheep remain, it depends as follows. Aisa marba im b'pesach ha-shisha yatsu noitel echem mehem, v'ashar mitzdar from the garen nachar. If the last 4 sheep then followed the 6 sheep through the first opening and they counted 10, the last of these sheep becomes ma'aser behemah, and the others are pater, while the previous set of 4 sheep is chayav and must wait for the next geirin, because delay iftru b'min haro. When they left the pen, only 4 sheep remain, which cannot add up to 10. Then lav shisha b'turin. If the last set of 4 sheep followed the first set of 4 sheep through the second opening, only the group of 6 is pater, because the iftru b'min haro. When the 6 sheep left the pen, 8 sheep remain, which could add up to 10. While arba mitzar from the garen achar, the other 8 sheep are chayv and must wait until the next garen because the leifter b'min haro. When the 8 sheep left the pen, the remaining sheep could not add up to 10. In the second scenario, yotzo arba b'pesach zeh, b'shisha b'pesach zeh, v'nishtai risham arba. If 4 sheep left through the first opening and 6 sheep then left through the second opening and 4 sheep remained, it depends as follows: im oisim arba b'pesach shisha yotzu noitel mem echad v'ashar peturim. If the last 4 sheep followed the 6 sheep through the second opening and they counted 10, the last of these sheep becomes ma'aser behemah, and all the others are pater. The first set of 4 sheep are pater because they were minyan haro, and the following 6 sheep are pater because they were completed to the count of 10. V'mlav arba v'shisha b'turin. If the last 4 sheep remained in the pen or left through a third opening, the first 2 sets of 4 and 6 are both pater because the iftar b'min haro. When the first 4 sheep left, 10 sheep remained, and when the 6 sheep left, 4 sheep remained, which could add up to 10. While varba mitzar from the garen achar, the last set of 4 sheep must wait until the next garen because delay iftar b'min haro. In the third case, yatsu arba b'pesach zeh, varba b'pesach zeh v'nishtai risham shisha. If 4 sheep left through the first opening, and 4 sheep left through the second opening, and 6 sheep remained, it depends as follows: im oisin shisha yatsu b'pesach echad noitel mem echad b'hashar petur. If the six sheep then left through one of the two openings, and they counted 10, the last of these sheep becomes Maisa Behemah, and all the others are Patr, because they were Min Haro. And even though it was a Suffolk, doubtful whether the six sheep would leave through the first or the second opening, nevertheless, both sets of four are Patr, because the Chazi L'Hacha v'Chazi L'Hacha, the six sheep could have gone out through either opening. V'Mlav Arba Patur. If the last six sheep remained in the pen or left through a third opening, the first two sets of four are Patr, because Suffolk Min Haro, the Chazi L'Hacha v'Chazi L'Hacha. When the first set of four left, 10 sheep remained. And when the second set of four left, 6 sheep remained, which could add up to 10. While Vashisha Mitzvah from the Garen Acher, the last six sheep must wait until the next Garen, because they're like Iftar B'min Haro. Rebbe teaches another halacha. Here, like Hamisha Asat Loim, Lo Yoimer ever Asara Vachnisim Ladir, Ve'etlam Ham Echad Vashapatur. If someone has 15 sheep, he cannot choose 10 and put them in the pen for the count of Meiser, and the remaining 5 sheep shall be permitted to be shechted immediately. Rather, Elokainsin Ladir Umaitzi Asara, Ve'etlam Ham Echad Vashar Mitzvah from the Garen Acher. He must put all 15 sheep into the pen, and the first 10 that leave are counted for Meiser, while the remaining 5 may not be shechted and must wait until the next Gerin. The Gemara cites a contradicting Braisa. In the case of Hayulitisha Asr Tzloim, Koinsen Ladiru Meitzi Asar Manoitlman Echad Vashar Paturin. Someone had 19 sheep, he puts them all into the pen, and the first 10 that leave are counted for Meiser, while the remaining 9 sheep are Pater. The Gemara reconciles the two Braises as follows. The second Braise is a case of Bedir Shieshle Shnei Pesach Maskinen. The pen had 2 openings, and 9 sheep left through the first opening, and the other 9 sheep left through the second opening, and the last sheep then left through one of these openings. All the sheep are patr because the heich the chad chazi lahacha lahacha. Since the last sheep could have left through either opening, each one is considered minyan haro.